Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at Father Patrick Mercury High School promoting Santa's Anonymous. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lisa Miller. I have the honor and privilege to be the principal at Father Mercury High School. It is a school of about 1,300 individuals, and we come here each day to learn and, of course, change the world for the better. So it is nice to meet you all.
There we go. Now, before you were the principal of Father Merc, you used to have another role here back in the day. What was that?
So, vice principal or teacher when
teacher.
I taught you?
Well, yes. Yes. So you used to be a religion teacher.
I did. So my part of my career path was to be blessed to be the principal, or sorry, the religion teacher to some of the best individuals I've ever met in my lifetime.
And now, Elliot. And me, yeah, that's right.
And Elliot's wife.
So, yeah, that's right. So, you guys, you used to do grad retreat. Now I remember you from grad retreat primarily.
Right.
Is that something that's still taking place?
Yes, so actually our chaplain, Sherry Finney, she recognizes the importance of that, and it is life-changing, isn't it?
It is life-changing.
Yes, and we still do that. So because of COVID, we had to put a little different spin on it. We had to do some local events.
Okay.
But believe it or not, we still go to St. Edward's Retreat Center where you went.
Wow, that's crazy. That's so cool.
It is.
That's so cool.
Full circle.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, in regards to Santa's Anonymous, there is like a laundry list of events that you guys have been doing and will be doing.
Right.
Which one are you more or most excited about?
So, excited about them all, because even the littlest part plays a big part to helping us do good work in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the events that just passed was the haunted house, and we had tons of people through our building.
Mm-hmm.
That's Stephen and Geraldine and their family, so the Peterson family, they do that for us.
Right.
Our next event is the Santa's Market, which is actually this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We have 72 tables and over 50 vendors. Yes.
Wow.
So we're back.
Wow.
Right? And the community can come meet all the local artists and such.
Okay.
So that's one of them. And then, of course, Miracle Marathon, which is the 16th and 17th of November.
Right.
We really rely on that event because it brings in a lot of our funding.
That's right.
So if people are able to give, of course, we ask that they do so.
That's right.
But it's also just a great time to see everyone and meet our community members again.
Yeah. So with those vendors who are coming from the market, where are you putting them? Because that's a lot. So you got front atrium, you've got cafeteria. Where else are you going to be?
So then we'll go across through the back atrium.
Oh.
So it'll just make a little Santa path, and we'll kind of light the way.
Right.
We'll have decorations and put everyone in the Christmas spirit. And if you come help us, then we can help our community.
Nice. Now, speaking of vendors, we have a local shop owner, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. She has an ad. Carrie, let's hear what you got to say.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Okay, so You got the vendors, Miracle Marathon, that's all about like fundraising, money, right. Food, donations. How can people donate outside of that event if they're interested in getting involved?
That's a perfect question, thank you. So we'll also be here. You can come to the school during school hours and we'll take your photo with some of our students. So of course we are open, well not so much on the weekends, but there are a couple events that we will, when we hand out our trees and such, will be open on those days. But of any time you want to stop by, the front office will greet you and we'll take again your photo and any drop-offs that you have.
And you guys feed hundreds of families for this.
Yes.
Do you, like, I don't want the real number because like me numbers aren't good, but roughly how many families do you think you feed a year?
So at least 550.
Holy,
that's
so crazy.
Not just feed their bellies, but feed their souls as well.
That's
we
right.
offer the gifts to the students. And like for, there's a lot of, we try to make send a book for each student because
that's
we
right.
are an educational facility.
Yeah.
So there's toys, there's for teens, they might get a gift card and some, you know, beauty products or what have you, or for the males, a shaving kit.
That's right.
So again, things that people need as well.
Yeah, and there's stuff for seniors too.
Oh yes,
yeah,
we
those
love
are the
our
funnest
seniors.
Hampers to pack for the seniors because you're just like, huh, I wonder what's on, because you don't get to find out their names, but you get a list of like, oh, there's a grandpa in there and he's 78, and you're like, what would somebody who's 78 like?
Oh,
and just
did you pack those?
Oh yeah, I love packing hampers was my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
My least favorite thing to do is delivering hampers because there's no way you can do it without crying.
Yeah.
And so I told EK years ago, I was like, listen, sign me up to do anything, but I'm not delivering hampers anymore because I get to the door and just like, waterworks. So yeah, it's a good feeling, but...
Yeah. Yeah. It is rewarding,
yeah,
but
rewarding.
It is tough sometimes to see.
Yeah. That's right.
And like you started with gracious, with gratitude,
again,
it's a good reminder of how blessed we are.
Yeah, totally.
When we reach out.
That's right. Well, listen, on that note, these episodes are a little bit shorter because I know we got classes and obviously you're very busy. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, again, thank you.
You're welcome.
Being here. And just so everyone knows, Elliot was a fantastic student, trapper, and ambassador of Father Mercury. And so we want to thank him. We want to thank all the staff and students here at Father Mercury that truly do care about the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. Proud of everyone. And again, we appreciate all that you do. All of the schools, all of the Catholic schools, again, they also have giving trees. Mm. So they give to this event. Just everyone cares and we're all doing good deeds. So thank
you.
There
we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Other than that, I hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.